This is Randy Hacker with another Postcard from Asia from the KU Center for East Asian Studies. From Wrigley Field to Verizon Stadium, we've grown quite used to seeing company names on public venues. As if any further proof were needed that it's a corporate world, here's a story from China. Two city governments in Sichuan Province want to name their new airports after two of their most famous intoxicants. Yes, you heard that right. Yibing wants its airport to be called Wuliangye after a 136-proof liquor, and Renhuai wants its airport called Maotai, a killer grain alcohol. A stern editorial in the Beijing News expressed dismay at the idea of an airport named after the very stuff you don't want your pilot anywhere near. Well, yeah, we'll drink to that. From the KU Center for East Asian Studies, I'm Randy Hacker. Wish you were here.